Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Cosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use. No doubt starts now. Hope you're all absolutely doing fantastic. Wow, time flies when you're having fun, huh? This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for, man, it's already December the 30th. In the year of our Lord, 2015, this is hour one of two, and our goal remains the same, steady as a rock, to promote God, family, and country, and to preserve life, liberty, and property. Incredibly simple, six words, gets it done. We use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America to move our goals, move the ball forward, if you will. We believe the checks and balances put in place by our founders, absolutely brilliant. And the solution to the problems we face, we don't need a revolution. We do need a restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth, and it starts with morality in the people. It starts with good, honest Americans absolutely guarding their liberties jealously and defending the checks and balances put in place by the founders. If we get that done, there's no stopping our greater numbers. A lot of people believe we could take it on politically. You can't do it. A lot of people believe, oh, we just got to elect the next guy. You always get so close, but you never win, huh? Don't you find out? That's interesting. It isn't by accident, folks. The only way to get it done is to take the media back. We got to inform Americans. We've got to educate Americans instead of indoctrinate Americans. And once Americans realize where the power really lies, what the intent of the founders were, the moral stance that we have, our nation was only built for a moral people, then you start to understand what it takes to take America back. What it takes to resolve the problems and push towards solutions. By the way, welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. LibertyRoundtable.com. Syndicated on Liberty News Radio at LibertyNewsRadio.com. Also syndicated through Republic Broadcasting Network. That's RepublicBroadcasting.org. They do a fantastic job. Take the time to listen to them and thank them for their support for sure. Also the AM and FM terrestrial radio stations up and down the line. Thank heavens for all those folks. Thank heavens for the internet, live and on-demand radio at your fingertips, free at LibertyRoundtable.com. Not to mention the Roku player. By the way, we're still getting that fixed. I know it's taking forever. Ladies and gentlemen, I apologize. Roku's just slower than Tar, but we're praying that it'll get up in the next day or two. We've got our end done. We've already submitted it. They told us there was an error in what we submitted. We fixed the error. Then the Christmas holidays hit, and there was a freeze on approving channels, and it's been kind of a tough road to hoe, but we're getting after it. We're getting it done. It'll be up live again soon, live and on-demand radio free on your Roku. Also, we got our unlimited listen lines. Turn any phone into a radio anywhere, anytime, any phone. Smile and dial. 712-432-5339. That's 712-432-5339. By the way, did I mention this broadcast is brought to you in part by thepowermall.com? When you want to do business with the good guys, think thepowermall.com. To place an order, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Thepowermall.com. Do business with the good guys today. The recap of yesterday's broadcast, Dr. James Dobson. You know, the well-known Focus on the Family guy endorses Ted Cruz for president. I don't understand why James doesn't understand that Mr. Cruz is not constitutionally qualified to be president. Just can't figure that out. John Kerry admits that Americans cutting their CO2 wouldn't change anything, won't do any good, says Breitbart. Wow. And they run around and call me a global change, global warming, climate change denier, huh? Americans named President Barack Hussein Obama and Hillary Rodham Clinton as the most admired man and woman in the world, according to the latest huge Gallup poll released on Monday. How are you going to fix America when they believe that Barack and Hillary are the two most wonderful, admired people? See what the indoctrination is doing to the country, folks? Wow. The poll tends to reflect names of people who have recently appeared in news headlines, said Frank M. Newport. He's editor-in-chief of the Gallup poll group. Think about that. The people they promote in the news, folks, are the people that become endeared by the manipulation of he who owns the media. Sam sounds off on he who owns the media makes the rules. That was hour one of the broadcast. Hour two, Ron Paul makes fundraising pitch for Rand. The Hill. That's a day late and a dollar short, Ron. Rand isn't doing too well now, is he? Don't worry, though. We got a month before the, quote, Iowa stuff. That means there could be a big old shakeup. They say the month before the campaigning really begins in earnest, state by state, if you will. In other words, the primary elections. They say that's the most volatile month of all. Ben Carson's on the brink. A process like this is pretty brutal, they say. Well, then, Ben, just drop out, okay? Just be done. Narrow the field. You and Bush should just go. You and Bush and Rubio and the rest of y'all. U.S. economy set to grow. They say less than 3% for the 10th straight year in a row. I guess it all depends on how you mean grow, huh? People's incomes are stagnant. People's expenses are going through the roof. Chick-fil-A, the mainstream press says, makes rare Sunday exception. See, I don't like that headline. They're making it sound like it's rare, but they're opening the doors and doing a brisk business on the Sabbath. That's a lie. Mainstream press, why don't you tell it like it really is? Chick-fil-A did not open to the public at all. They did open. They did have some volunteers come in and serve on Sunday. Those who are victims of the violent storms, etc., that are going on. And it was a humanitarian service mission and nothing more. They paid for the food. They had volunteers come. It was not a money-making opportunity whatsoever. It was an act of kindness and love. And the mainstream press should tell the story correctly for a change. And they ought to invite other businesses to follow suit. But no. Good for Chick-fil-A. I'm going there again, like I always do, just because of their wonderful stance. Good for them. Harlem Globetrotter. His name is Meadowlark Lemon. They call him Fame Hoops Jester. In other words, he's a kind of a jokester, hoopster guy. He's the basketball professional. He died at 83 years old. What a cool legacy, though, the Harlem Globetrotters. It's cool stuff, folks, if you ask me. I guess a woman was trying to figure out the fire department deal. She took the test 6 times, failed. They're giving her a 7th chance. The fire department does not want egg on their face, I guess. Looks like Salt and Light Brigade. That's our folks, David Dobbenmeyer, well-known Liberty Roundtable columnist and more. Talk show host in his own right, etc. They're going to be bringing $50,000 worth of bread to Texas in the greater South to help out, to put their money where their mouth is, if you will, when it's crisis time. Wow, good for those guys. That's a recap, folks, that took place on Liberty Roundtable Live just yesterday. It still is available on demand, my fellow Americans. If you want to check that out, LibertyRoundtable.com gets it done. All right, without further ado, news the networks refuse to use. Today starts now. Kurt's with me. Welcome, sir. And you're back in studio. Welcome home, my friend.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
You're welcome, sir. Another man bows out. Can you guess who it is? He's bowing out of the Republican campaign, Kurt.
Pataki goes home. Thank goodness.
Yeah, George is out. Well, one George is out. I better clarify. Jeb
is
in.
Good point.
Now, I know he's not really George, but, you know, chip off the old block, same story. Anyway, George Pataki's out. He ends his campaign career, but he urges a unifying figure. Now, what do you think that could mean? I think he's going to be like, hey, I think we've got all rally around Rand Paul.
No, he'll be saying, go to Jeb.
He's saying he thinks Jeb or Christie or Rubio would be cool.
Yeah, the three.
All
three
the insiders.
The, insider boys.
Yeah, pretty much. He didn't mention John Kasich, though. I don't know if he's just so far down in the polls. I don't know what, but.
Yeah, he is.
Look, you got Bush. They're trying to act like he's in the top five. He's last in the top five at best. The numbers drop off so substantially, it's striking. Okay, for example, if you look at the Reuters rolling poll, Kurt, that's probably the most, in my opinion, cogent, consistent polling out there. I'm not saying it's legitimate or accurate because I don't believe in the mainstream polling at all. But I'm just saying they do the rolling average. They get the numbers over and over and over with generally the same questions and same methodology and et cetera, you know, adjusting for this, adjusting for that. You know, they massage that dude. But at least the massaging's the same day in and day out. And they call it the rolling poll. And the latest rolling snapshot has Trump at 39.1%. That's after they had just dozens of Republicans involved. And now they're down to what, 14? Now they're down to 12, Kurt? So when there's 12 people running, this guy's still got 39%+.
Yep. Good point.
Cruz is at 13.7. When you put them together, Kurt, they've got well over 50%.
Mm-hmm.
We'll talk about it. Liberty Roundtable, live.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new Constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is again the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
A backpack is more than just a bag, it's a statement. Whether you're a student or a professional, are traveling the world or commuting to work, Teton Sports offers a wide variety of backpacks, each of which is lightweight and durable. The book bag backpacks weigh only 1.5 pounds and come in solid pink, blue, red, or black. The session bags have eye-catching designs, adding a touch of style in pink and white or in black. Each is great for kids or adults who need a versatile, resilient, and eye-catching bag. The professional and the executive are sleek, sturdy backpacks with numerous uses. Whether you're hiking in the mountains or packing for an important business trip, these bags have plenty of room. Not only are the backpacks comfortable and lightweight, but they're large enough to fill all your needs. Teton Sports also offers sleeping bags, duffels, tents, cots, camp pads, and more to ensure a quality outdoor experience. Look for Teton Sports products at Amazon.com, Sportsman's Warehouse, Dick's Sporting Goods, Wholesale Sports, or visit TetonSports.com.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, back with you live, Sam and Kurt. News the networks refuse to use, always on your favorite station. Man, it's just amazing. I look at this news and it's just shocking. So George Pataki's out, no surprise there. But the Reuters rolling Trump phenomenon, it's a Reuters rolling poll is what they call it, but it's a Trump phenomenon. And Trump's got 39.1%. Now Ted Cruz has 13.7%. When you do 39.1 and 13.7 or whatever, Kurt, what is that?
That's 52.8.
It's like almost 53% between two candidates.
Yeah.
Now, I know they say a big shakeup can happen and everything, and I know the mainstream press can make that happen. That's right. Now, Rubio's only at 12%, Kurt. Carson is at 11.7%. I'll give him the benefit of the doubt. Between the two of them, they've got 24%. Well, 11.9. Yeah, 11.7. Okay. You got, I don't know, 24%, just say. So 53 and 24 is what, 77%?
Yep.
Okay. So you've got four candidates that take up 77% right now. Now, the Reuters Rolling Poll just has a more after that, Kurt. They just quote the top four candidates, then there's more.
Yeah, if you click on the more.
I don't want to click on the more.
Oh, okay.
And I'm making a point, and then I want you to get to the click on. Because it's important, Kurt. You're right. I'm just telling you, that's what they want you to think. I don't want to click on more. Why would I do that?
Yeah.
So the point that I'm getting at is the media is absolutely launching these four. And they're starting to restrict the field intentionally. Mm-hmm. Not that I'm really for most of the candidates that are below the threshold there either. But I'm making a point that this is what they do. Now let's do what they don't want you to do. And that is click on more, Kurt.
Right. When you do, then you have, it shows Jeb Bush at 6.4%. Then it shows wouldn't vote 5.7%.
So let me just stop you there. The wouldn't vote is statistically in a dead heat with Bush.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And Bush is half of what the lowest, less than about half of what the lowest four is, Kurt.
Right. That's right. Good point.
I should say the lowest of the four.
Mm-hmm.
And that's equal to it wouldn't even vote.
Right.
I bet you if Sam Bushman got in the race, I'd get a little bit, Kurt.
Mm-hmm.
All right,
then
go ahead.
You have Rand Paul at 3.6%.
Now, stop. What's the margin of error in their poll, Kurt?
I didn't read
it. I don't know. It's hard to find. You got to dig in all the disclaimers and everything else. But usually it's anywhere from 2, 3, 4%. You know, they always say that, right?
Yeah,
so statistically speaking, Rand Paul and Bush are neck and neck anyway.
Yep.
And one or two favorable comments in the news in one day. Let me just tell you this. Mm-hmm. In one or two days of being kind to Paul and less than kind to Bush could reverse those numbers. One day, Kurt.
Mm-hmm.
All right, keep going. Carly Fiorina, wasn't she like a front runner, buddy?
She's 1.9%.
Okay, so now we've dropped all the way from the five range, which is half of what the lowest of the four are, down to one. Why is Carly Fiorina even allowed to be on the stage, Kurt? And there's one answer.
Go ahead.
You tell me what the answer is, Kurt.
She's a woman.
Yeah, without question. And they don't dare get rid of her. They'll just be like, oh, the Republicans hate women.
Yep.
All right.
Then you got Mike Huckabee, 1.8%, Chris Christie, 1.7%, Rick Santorum, 1.1%, John Kasich, 1%, Jim Gilmore, 0.3%, George Pataki, 0.2%, Lindsey Graham, it just shows.
Now, let me just tell you that George Pataki, he's going to throw his massive support. Where's that going to go, Kurt?
Yeah, Jeb Bush.
Cool. So Jeb Bush is going to get what? Let's add those two together, Kurt.
0.2% more, so he'll be like 6.8.
You know? He's at 6.6 right now?
Let me get it to go here.
I'm just saying, it's just so.
6.4, yeah.
So he wouldn't even be at 6.8, Kurt. It'd be at 6.6. All he needs is one more six. It'd be the Satan candidate, Kurt.
Yeah. One interesting part that they print right there that at least caught my eye. Right at the top of it, it says suggested poll readings. So in other words, they're suggesting this is something that you want to look at. And then it says between December 20th and December 26th, Rand Paul rose significantly among those aged 50 to 65 compared to other age groups. So they bring up Rand Paul. They put it right in their kind of like headline. But I didn't see that in really any other headline.
Well, you're not supposed to click on that thing, Kurt.
I didn't click. It's not a click on that part. It just shows up right underneath their, big headline. It's like the sub-headline.
On the Drudge Report, is that what it shows?
No, on Roy's.
So what I'm saying is you got to click off Drudge Reporter wherever the headline runs, and then you got to read right. that if you do. See, that's what I'm kind of saying is it's not, I know it's part of the headline for them, and that they do that on purpose because they want to claim that they did it. What are you talking about? Rand got a rise and we covered it, Kurt. But they know the coverage won't go anywhere. It's intentional to be able to claim they reported it and they did their due diligence, but yet knowing full well what carries and what doesn't, if you will. Mm-hmm. Now, the mainstream press just can't understand the Trump phenomenon. And I'm not really for Trump, ladies and gentlemen. I've told you that I don't believe Trump's for real. I don't believe that if he becomes president, he'll do half of what he says he'll do. I don't believe he understands the Constitution. I believe that him swearing an oath to the Constitution is kind of like Bill Clinton. You know, I ain't lying. I'm telling you the truth every time. Okay, I believe that Trump will do whatever is expedient for Trump to do for his own internal purposes. Okay? He's done that for decades in New York. He'll walk over whoever he needs to build his, quote, kingdom. Okay? He would say, well, I'm just building my brand. That's what you got to do to build your brand. I get it. I'm just saying that's the kind of character he is. And he hasn't all of a sudden, what, changed his spots, Kurt? Okay? Now, here's the deal. But nobody understands why Trump's where he is. And I'll give you one example. It's a recent example, but it will articulate why, Kurt. People are sick of the mainstream press. They know the mainstream press is bogus. Now, they still watch and listen and pay attention to the mainstream press like they're gods, unfortunately. But they do know something's wrong. Something smells rotten in Denmark, so to speak, right? Trump schools Today's Show news anchor for calling Clinton's affair alleged. So here's what happened. Donald Trump went on the Today Show. What is that? NBC News' Savannah Guthrie. That's the Today Show, Kurt.
All right. I don't know.
So Trump goes on this Savannah Guthrie, you know, and he's talking to her. She tried to frame Bill Clinton's affair with Monica Lewinsky as an alleged incident. And so
she
starts
that
out.
Word alleged.
Yeah. So she goes, you know, are you really? Do you think it's really fair to bring up this alleged Bill Clinton affair? And Trump just stops her right there. Pardon the pun. Shoots her right between the eyes, verbally speaking. And he says, alleged. Bill admitted it. Monica Lewinsky admitted it. The evidence is on the dress. I mean, do I really need to go down this road? And she quickly backed away and said, No. Good point. You're right. But here's the point. Why would she say alleged in the first place? And why was that a talking point to say alleged? Or was that just her view that it was alleged? How did that happen? And who on earth is referring to the Clinton fiasco as alleged these days? Nobody. Nobody, Kurt. But this is what the mainstream press does. They continue to manipulate. If you're not savvy enough and they repeat that alleged often enough, they can half write history, because you know what? 20%+ of Americans weren't even alive then, Kurt. Mm-hmm. Let me talk about it, and I'll make the point. This is Liberty Roundtable Live on your favorite News the Networks Refuse to Use, We Tell It to You Straight radio station, huh?
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here is what people are saying.
A year ago, I was realizing that I was in serious problems with my heart. You know, I had these chest pains and so on. I realized that I had to do something and quick. I didn't want to go the medical route. So I started in doing some investigating, and somebody told me about these heart drops. I got on the heart drops prescribed dosage. Within 2 weeks, I immediately started seeing the results. This is working. I'm going to stick with it. I can't deny the fact that when I got on the heart drops initially, there was immediate help, an immediate turnaround.
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The word vigor is defined in the dictionary as health and strength in body and mind. Do you have enough health and strength in body and mind? Would you like to pursue life with passion? Would you like to know where you stand when it comes to your vigor score? That's right. There's a free scientific test you could take now that'll help you find out what your vigor score is. Then you can do things to improve that score. Did you know that? It's absolutely free, F-R-E-E free. All you got to do is get a hold of Kurt Crosby. You can do so, C-U-R-T. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. Or call Kurt at 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Would you like to learn about the scientifically proven vigor test? It's free. How would you like to improve your vigor score? Again, inexpensive solutions are available now. Call Kurt Crosby at 801-669-2211. Or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor score test today.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
So Donald Trump schools NBC News anchor of the Today Show. It's Savannah Guthrie, if you don't know who she is, because she referred to the Clinton scandal, Bill Clinton's affair with Monica Lewinsky, as alleged. Now, you can say, well, she just had a slip of the tongue, come on, or she was just trying to be careful in the news. No, ladies and gentlemen, don't be so naive. The bottom line is she used that alleged point on purpose. Let me tell you why. If Donald Trump didn't call her at it on the spot, what would happen is the talking point reality would take over. And the talking point reality would be they give you a word or two that you're supposed to use, which changes the complete narrative on a given story or scenario. One or two words, they don't have to give you exactly what to say. Just make sure you use these one or two words. George Bush is gracious would be a good example. Another example, alleged. See, look, 20% of Americans weren't even alive when Bill Clinton cheated on his wife. You add to that another 5 or 10% that don't really pay attention to the news. You add to that another 5 or 10 or 15 or 20% that like Bill and Hillary. You add to that a huge pool of women that believe that Hillary's a hero because, you know what, she even dealt with the promiscuous husband and reined him in and loved him through it all, and it was a success story in their minds, so to speak. And you put all that together and then you say, you know what, times are different, everybody cheats. And you mix all that up in a big old bag of destroying America ideology, and what do you get? Pretty soon it's like, I mean, it's alleged that Bill had an affair, and even if he did, who cares? Mentality. You can say that doesn't have an effect, Kurt, but it does. And if you say it long enough, even the people who knew, unless you're politically savvy like me and you, Kurt, and you watch the news every day and you drilled in on it and all that kind of stuff, even if you knew that Bill committed an affair, over the next 5, 10, 15, 20 years, if we hammer alleged, after a while, you'd be like, I can't remember. I mean, I know that they said he did. I know they had all kinds of women that said he did all kinds of stuff. Bill's probably not the best guy in the world. I wouldn't want him with my wife or babysitting my daughters, but he was sure a good president. I guess Hillary would be too. See, and they kind of go down that road, Kurt, and manipulate the truth. Well, Trump caught her at it so fast and shut her down so fast. I don't know if this manipulated talking point lie will continue. We'll see. But I'm just telling you that he caught her at it, and she flat out had to admit he was right, right. But this is why people love Trump and people hate the mainstream press, Kurt. This is exactly why. Your thoughts?
Well, I don't think you could be more correct on this, Sam. You know, there's just a great example of what's going on in this situation. And you've got, you know, Trump doing what he does, saying it like it is. And, hey, you know, I mean, if Hillary wants to go there, he said in another, I think it was the same story, basically. If she wants to go there and kind of, you know, say that he's kind of mean to women, or, you know, he's doesn't treat him right or something like that, talking about Hillary versus Trump, you know, Trump says, well, if you want to do that, then I'm going to be ready to talk about your husband and his
shenanigans. Aliens. All right, I want you to do this for me, Kurt, because I want to make a point. I want you to type in the words alleged affair into Google. I want you to tell us what comes up. This is an experiment in interesting, to say the least. Okay, I want you to look carefully, and we'll talk about each of the entries that are at the top here when you do this.
First one comes up is the Trump story about Clinton's affair, alleged. Next one says,
but who is it, though?
NBC
Kurt?
News, WorldNet Daily.
Okay, so WorldNet Daily, one of the premier alternative news services, comes up first. They're the ones that helped Trump make this mainstream. See, this is why us getting into the media and us making the rules is so important. They cannot stop it. When WorldNet Daily, a bunch of conservative talk show hosts, get together and roll something out with a bunch of news sites, they cannot stop us, Kurt. So WorldNet Daily's first. You might put Liberty Roundtable up there, too. But nevertheless, what's next?
Breitbart says, cover-up. NBC News describes Bill Clinton's affair with Monica Lewinsky.
Okay, so now you got WorldNet Daily working with Breitbart, working with Liberty Roundtable. Keep going.
Then you have the Gateway Pundit. Says, Trump destroys Today host on Clinton's Lewinsky affair. It was not alleged. You don't have to use the word. Anyway, go
ahead. Okay, but again, an alternative news site, right?
Yeah.
Who's next?
Well, you've got something called Twitchy.
Yep, again, another news service or whatever, some kind of Twitter feed. Or I don't know about them. I'm just telling you that it's an alternative news feed for sure.
Yeah, it says Donald Trump calls out reporter over alleged affair.
Yep. Okay, who's next?
Breitbart, cover-up NBC News, describes Bill Clinton's affair with, you know, goes on.
Yep.
Then you've got the Free Dictionary.
Yeah, now I want to point this out. The Free Dictionary is like a new online dictionary, Kurt. And here's what's fascinating. They tell you what alleged means, not just the word alleged, but in this vernacular. Does that make any sense? In other words, words have meaning, but contextual meaning is all important when it comes to alleged. If I said, what does alleged mean? It could just mean something that's not substantiated, something that's not fact. Someone made an allegation, it's alleged, okay? But in this case, here's what alleged means, Kurt. Go ahead. Free dictionary. Yeah.
So it says, represented as existing or as being as described, but not so proved, supposed, an alleged conspiracy, an alleged traitor.
So they use traitor, conspiracy, this, that. So the people that caught Bill Clinton at it are really traitors and conspiracy theorists, just so you know, including Trump. See how the mainstream press paints this, Kurt? So you got a bunch of alternative sites, then you got a definition. Where's the mainstream press in this, Kurt? Who's next? The Huffington Post?
Yeah, good point. Huffington Post, but it's a story about Nikki Haley, so it's not
See, it's not even related.
Yeah, right.
Okay, what about next?
Well, you got Washington Examiner, Trump.
And they're a little bit more mainstream. Good for them for at least telling the truth.
Yep. And you got truthrevolt.org.
Okay, that's obviously an alternative media site.
Yeah. You got nation.foxnews.com.
Now,
Trump.
I appreciate Fox, you know, covering it. But the Fox Nation, Kurt, is way down the list, buddy.
Yes.
They're forced to follow the pack is the point. Are they not?
I think so.
Oh, yeah, they didn't jump on this first and lead. It was like Fox News. Just so you know, Fox Nation is like the smaller Fox property, right?
I think so.
Fox News or whatever is the bigger one. Okay, so the underlings at Fox are forced to follow us on the story, Kurt, or get left behind. You can see it plain as day. Who's next? The answer?
That is pretty much...
Nobody.
The page.
Nobody.
That's the page, you know, if you want.
Where is CNN? Where is Fox News Premiere or wherever? Where is, I don't know, the top-tier talk host sites? Where's Rush Limbaugh's
CBS,
site? NBC, CBS, ABC, CNN, whatever. Where are all these people?
Yeah, Sean Hannity, Glenn Beck, Blaze, I just don't see it.
Now do this. Type in alleged affair, space, talking, space, point, forwards now. And I want to know what you get.
Alleged affair, talking,
points. Or talking point, either way, yeah. Get anything?
Yeah, there's, let's see, you know, the first story shows up. It's an October 9th story. It says GOP donor confronted McCarthy about alleged affair.
So let me just stop you there and say this. No one's bringing this up as a talking point from that host but us. Nobody, Kurt. What's the next headline? What's the next one? Anybody else talking about that? What if you add the word Clinton?
Yeah, good point. Let's see.
Okay, I don't really see anybody... telling you that these are talking points from this. Did she make a mistake when she said alleged? Was that just her on her own, Kurt?
Yeah, if you put alleged affair talking points Clinton, first one, Newsbusters, gives you a story that says Guthrie briefly tries to tell Trump that Bill Clinton's extramarital affairs were only alleged.
Okay, now, good for them. I did not know that story existed, so you know what? Bright minds think alike, but here's my point. Just so you know, these Google searches are not pre-done by me. I'm just having Kurt do it to show you guys what it's like. Here's the point. Newsbusters got it, but again, they're an alternative news site, Kurt, breaking ground just like we are.
That's right.
And good on them for it, Kurt.
Yeah.
They didn't hear it from me, and I didn't hear it from them. Mm-hmm. But I commend them. And they're right. And it just proves that the mainstream press... Anyway, we'll tell you more. Liberty Roundtable... Live.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today. Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, can you say yesteryear lamestream media talking point? That's right. Trump schools today's show talk show host anchor for calling Clinton's affair alleged. Donald Trump turns the table on the NBC host. She quickly has to admit that he's right. She knows that if she doesn't, the storm will be way too big. See, we got to have guys like Trump calling it like it is. But what would even be better is if Trump would say, I'm sure glad that WorldNet Daily, sure glad that Drudge, sure glad that we can go on with a bunch of news services, InfoWars, Liberty Roundtable Live, you know, republicbroadcasting.org, and name about 30 sites and say, I'm sure glad those guys don't manipulate the news like that and pretend things like you do, ma'am. Just imagine what a bump we could get if he did that. But nevertheless, he's right. And she's wrong, and I submit to you that it's a lamestream yesteryear media talking point. Okay? This is what they do. They used to call them bimbo eruptions. That was the Clinton administration back in the day. And see, bimbo eruptions was well used by the White House, and now we're going to say the alleged, because if we could sow the seeds of question, if we could talk to 20-plus percent of the population that wasn't even around then, and if we could sow seeds of doubt and confusion and rewrite history, I mean, just think of what Hillary had to endure, Kurt. And just think how what a strong woman she really is. And see, we're backing into building this, in my opinion, straw candidate based on lies, on revisionist historical manipulation. They're called talking points, folks, and the mainstream press uses them well. One word here, alleged. That's the talking point. Use the word alleged whenever you're talking about the Bill Clinton scandal. But Trump saw right through it in about 3 seconds and nailed her flat out to the wall. That's why people love Trump and people hate the yesteryear bogus media. Because people realize this is what's being done and they're sick of it. Yep. They don't realize to what degree that it really happens, though. They're awake to the fact that it's happening, but they don't realize how bad it is and what an influence they really have. That's why I say he who owns the media makes the rules. You know what? You don't realize they do make the rules. Trump's caught them at it and doing good at that. But you know what? He hasn't done near enough. Because not only do you got to shame them at it, but you've got to find a replacement or you haven't done any good. You've taken people 90% there. You've painted out the problem quite well. You've articulated the issue quite well, but you haven't provided the solution, Kurt. And that's why I'm so angry at a lot of these mainstream press talk show hosts, the Michael Savages, the Glenn Becks, the Laura Ingrams, the Rush Limbaughs, the Sean Hannity's, the whoever, Bill O'Reilly's, because they'll bring you the problem. So will Trump. You know what? These yesteryear media thugs are bogus. But what is the answer? What is the solution? And the answer of the solution is replace their gatekeeping status, their making the rules status, their indoctrination camps via the TV set, the black box, or whatever you want to call it, okay, and replace it with those who will bring to you the truth and freedom and liberty and opportunity. That's why LibertyRoundtable.com is so important, and you should click on Donate and help us with some cash so we can grow, or RepublicBroadcasting.org and do the same, okay? Drudge reported this, Kurt. WorldNet Daily reported this. Several great news sites reported this. And who was this group right at the end that even called it a talking point like we did, Kurt? Which one was that? It's a site I've heard of, but I'm not familiar with.
Newsbusters.
Okay, Newsbusters. Good for them. I don't even know them, Kurt, but they're right. Anyway, I harp on this, and I don't mean to go on forever about it, but I think it's so important to understand. If we force the narrative, look, the mainstream press is just, the rest is silent. A few people stand up and are forced to jump on board or lose credibility. See, that's why I say if they bring it up and talk about it, they don't care if it's good or bad or how they talk about it. Just bringing it up in the news will jog and manipulate your memory into their camp. They don't want to talk about this, so they're silent, Kurt. Mm-hmm. They do want to talk about Trump, though.
Well, if they don't, here's what happens. They basically get left even further in the dust because he's what people want to hear about.
You're right about that. You're absolutely right. So there you have it. I guess DuPont's in the news, Kurt. You know this big old DuPont and Dow Chemical merger? You know about that, right? Mm-mm. I guess DuPont's going to cut 1,700 jobs in the U.S. and more globally. They say up to maybe 6,000, but they won't say how many.
Wow.
So, you know, what's that, Michigan? That's where one of the headquarters is, in Ohio or something like that. Anyway, it's right in the heart of America. 1,700, in my opinion, high-tech, high-paying jobs gone. I guess the booming economy exploded in their face. Maybe they can go work at the Trump Towers instead, Kurt.
Yeah, or, you know, I mean, you got all those other so-called jobs.
Yeah, or maybe they could go down to Texas, Kurt. There's good things happening down there. Did you see this? Right to bear arms, open carry to become legal in Texas. Russia Today reports it. Got to go to the Russians for our news on this. It's a prohibition, they say, that's lasted since the end of the Civil War. But it's going to end on New Year's Day, ladies and gentlemen. What's going to end, you might ask? Texas will become the 45th state in the union to allow the open carry of handguns.
You know, I saw this the other day. Where was I? You know, I mean, the guy was just walking around with this. I was in some store, and I thought, that's cool. Is it open carry in Utah, Sam?
I don't know the answer. I think it is.
Anyway.
But I have a problem with this distinction between open carry and concealed carry and all these manipulative words in the first place. I'm for a term called constitutional carry, Kurt.
Yeah.
Which means I can have a gun anytime, anywhere, all the time, for any reason. I'm a free American, and I've done nothing wrong. I'm not threatening anybody. I mean, if I carry around a rape me not, rob me not, whatever device I want to call it, what's wrong with that? Mm-hmm. I mean, I've never done any harm to anybody. Why would I even be considered a threat? There's no evidence of any threat or even any alleged, pardon the pun, threat of any kind. See, but that's how we go. Anyway, it's good news in Texas because at least more guns, less crime idea.
Yeah, good point.
All right. I guess there's a big old brawl down there in a Kentucky mall, Kurt. Did you see this? 2,000 people strong. They had this big old brawl at a Kentucky mall. Ooh. Led to the shutdown,
brawl,
but then
the
question
mall.
Mark, no arrests, Kurt? Mm-hmm. How on earth can that be?
Well, they
St. Matthew's Mall.
Black Lives Matter.
So it's like a religious mall down there, Kurt. St. Matthew's Mall.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you've seen them religious malls, haven't you?
Yeah, sure.
It became the scene of a massive brawl.
A massive brawl.
I guess they had a big police presence set up around the perimeter and everything. The chaos was apparently caused by what they call a chain reaction involving separate fights.
Chaos in the mall.
I got a question. Have you ever seen chain reactions of separate fights, Kurt?
Not that I remember.
I don't know what they're talking about. They're trying to minimize the problem here. You got out of control people everywhere. Many of them on psychotropic drugs. Many of them have no leadership, no father in the home, no family to go to, no love in their lives from mom or brother, sister, all kinds of love. Godly love, turning their hearts and minds towards the Almighty who loves them, who is their eternal Father in heaven. Okay, no love of any kind, and these people are just running around, and then it just, like, creates mayhem. What I don't understand is, how do you not arrest anybody, Kurt?
Well, I mean,
2,000 people in a massive brawl? You have to shut down the whole mall?
I think that's what they're getting ready for in Cleveland, Sam. You know, where they got this whole deal with the cop that was, you know, I was going to say allegedly, that shot this kid 16 times.
Yeah, the cop that murdered this kid. Let's just be real.
Yeah, and so now they're saying he was acquitted or whatever, and so now the mayor says, hey, we're expecting people to what do they call it?
Come unhinged.
Well, yeah, but that's another word. Protest this. And we,
yeah,
you know,
peacefully.
If anybody comes in town and wants to protest, our police guys are going to protect you and stuff like that. Now, no mention of if they're going to protect the people's houses and businesses that are going to.
Oh, no, know, Kurt.
I mean, you know, nothing like that. But
well, they'll either protect you or kill you. One of the two, Kurt. Yeah. You know, it just depends on how it goes down, right?
Pretty amazing.
All I know, man, is I can't understand why we do what we do, you know. But I just think 2,000 strong brawl at a mall, they have to shut down the whole mall. Nobody even gets arrested. Here's my question, and I know that I'm not allowed to ask this, but you know me, Kurt. I'm going to let her rip anyway, right?
Yeah.
I want to know what color those 2,000 people were. How many were black? How many were white? How many were whatever, Asian, Mexican, whatever?
Yeah.
And what age groups are they in? And you're going to find that it's primarily young teenagers, young men, whatever. You're going to find that most of them are black, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's what you're going to find.
Well, yeah, because you simply have this whole Black Lives Matter thing. And so, you know, they're supposed to be allowed to just basically bust up anything.
You lost your mind if they destroy property or put anybody's bodily harm in danger or whatever you want to say, or life in danger or threat of any kind. They need to be arrested and tossed in the clink for their abuses of the law. I don't care what color
exactly
they are.
That's exactly right.
I don't think they ought to get double time if they're black or white or anything else. I just think they ought to basically be, you know, look at the law. If you violate it, then there's accountability for that. It's called choice and accountability. You make the wrong choice and you'll be accountable for it. You make the right choice, you'll be rewarded for it, huh? What do I know? All right, thanks for being alongside for the right hour, one in the can. Of course, you got hour two coming up in mere seconds. You can turn your phone into a radio anytime, anywhere, any phone, anytime you like. Simply smile and dial 712-432-5339, libertyroundtable.com. ThePowerMall.com, support them, they support us, we could use it. This nation shall endure.